Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you. My sisters and brothers, we acknowledge our failures and our sins, and we acknowledge them in a special way together today so that we may prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who teach us that you abide in the hearts that are just and true, grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become a dwelling pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
This is a reading from the book of Leviticus. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "If someone has on his skin a scab or pustule or blotch, which appears to be the sore of leprosy, he shall be brought to Aaron, the priest, or to one of the priests among his descendants. If the man is leprous and unclean, the priest shall declare him unclean by reason of the sore on his head. The one who bears the sore of leprosy shall keep his garments rent and his head bare, and shall muffle his beard. He shall cry out, 'Unclean, unclean!' As long as the sore on his head is on his head, he shall declare himself unclean, since he is in fact unclean. He shall dwell apart, making his abode outside the camp." The word of the Lord. This is a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. Avoid giving offense, whether to the Jews or Greeks, or the Church of God. Just as I try to please everyone in every way, not seeking my own benefit, but that of the many, that they may be saved. Be imitators of me, as I am of Christ. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
A leper came to Jesus and kneeling down begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Again, a good morning to all of you and to those watching on television or those streaming and listening on the radio. We wish you a very blessed and holy day on this day of the Lord, the first day of the week, and a very cold one at that. So Today, normally, on the second Sunday in February, we would have this whole section filled with married couples who are celebrating anniversaries. This past week, I signed all of your certificates, if you're watching on television, so you should have them. Also, in our parishes, they are celebrating this World Day of Prayer for Marriage there. So to each one of you and all of you who are married here, we congratulate you, and this day is dedicated to you in our prayers. You know, when you have these special days and you're to prepare a homily, you kind of look, first of all, have to look at the readings, and you begin to wonder, what does Jesus touching the life of a leper have to do with marriage? But that's where the Holy Spirit begins to open up the mind and the heart to all of us to say there is a correlation in some ways. That day it was a simple encounter of Jesus, the Son of God, the truth, the way, the truth, and the life, who encountered a man who was with leprosy. We see in the book of Leviticus, the book of the law, that lepers were not to be welcomed into the community. In fact, they were to be put aside. But Jesus, in some ways, ignores that part of the law of his day. And he goes to encounter this leper, the one who was to be ostracized from the community. A leper would live a very tragic life, a life of begging, but a begging that had to be from a distance, not even to come close to those who may be able to help him. Jesus instead walks up to him, and he asks that Jesus heal him. And he says, if you want to, you can heal me. If you want to. And Jesus said, I do want to heal you. Be healed. There are different people, even in our own day and throughout history, who have been ostracized from a community, from families. People who don't want to be contaminated by others, even members of their own family, and so they are put aside. They're avoided, they're ignored, even worse, their lives are taken. We can think in our own historical memory of the Holocaust, of racism that we have seen so often in our society, the sin of abortion, ethnic cleansing across the globe. One group saying to another group, you're not worthy to be here among us. This is the sin of humanity, to push people away. And the gospel today shows us the loving mercy of God. You know, when Jesus reached out to people, and especially people who were sinners, he didn't condone the sin. Love does not condone what is evil. But love is a reaching out to heal what is wrong, to give mercy to those who are sinners. Each one of us go into the confessional, hopefully often in our lives, with our sins, not to have someone say, well, that's all right. That's not love. Love says your sins are forgiven. Do not sin again. That's love. And we find that that was the way Jesus did it when he encountered people throughout his life. But in this case, this helpless man who was ridden with a skin disease was declared unclean. And Jesus wanted to heal not only the disease, but he also wanted to heal his isolation. He also wanted to heal his being put aside. This is what life is about for us as humanity. When we live in a very individualistic, a very me-centered, ego-centered world, we tend to isolate those that are different, those that think different. We live in a world today that is divided because of that. We don't want to associate with anyone who thinks, looks, or acts differently than I do. And yet that's why Jesus came. To gather us together, to bring us together. This past week, in preparation for this weekend with the cold, I went over to our homeless shelter and I spoke to one of the young men there. Just talked to him and found out a little bit about his life. And he told me why he was on the street. And I asked him, what about your family? He lives here in the city. He's from the city here. And he simply said, and I'm not saying this is true or not, but they don't want me. Can you imagine having that feeling in yourself, they don't want me? They don't want me. Now, how true that is, to what degree that is, I don't know. But just those words, to not be wanted, to not be included in a friendship or in a group, or you're not good enough, that is a tragedy in anyone's life, in any person's existence, to be ignored to the point of being alone and lonely. Marriage is not just a cure for loneliness, but marriage is the fundamental human gathering of two people, a husband and a wife, to form a family which brings people together, which forms a union of unity. Two people who vow themselves to love in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, to love and to honor each other. And to, with that, bring in the family as well, with children. And at times, beyond just the children, but including their friends who might feel lonely elsewhere. Vibrant, alive marriages are open to bring people who are lonely to a sense of belonging. God does not isolate anyone. Love does not isolate. Love unites. And that's why Jesus, in his last prayer to the Father, prayed that all be one. The beauty of marriage is that it is that place between a man and a woman, a husband, wife, and children, where Jesus himself is welcomed. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. It is Jesus who binds us together. Not just a natural love, but Jesus himself living in us, living in each other. It is he who binds us together. And the beauty of marriage, the beauty of Christian community life, which marriage is the first symbol of, is that we have a friend in common. We have a common friend. And I know in my own experience of Christian life and community life, which I've had several experiences of and still today through Zoom, we can remind each other, help each other, correct each other, so that we can live as God intended us to live, which is to live the way God lives. This week, it would be good not only for married couples, but to begin there, since this is your week, to ask yourself, who is excluded in our family? And you might look at each other, husband and wife, and say, do we exclude each other? Kind of a little self-examination for marriage. In what part of my life do I exclude you? Or what activity do not I want, not want you to be a part of? Or whatever. What about the children? What about the elderly? In our larger families, are they isolated? Are they alone? Are they excluded? In this way, we begin to see the image of that leper, or that person who is alone on the street, who is not wanted. And to say, how can we be like Jesus? I do want to heal you. I do want to reach out to you and find a way to do so this week. When we love in this way, again, not condoning evil at all, but healing, a love that is healing, that is merciful, and to find ways to do that, we receive and we acknowledge a new life in us. We pass from death to life, Jesus says. We pass from anger, we pass from a sense of judgment to life, to joy, when we love our neighbor, when we reach out as Jesus himself did. So oftentimes we may come home at the end of a day tired. And sometimes, as we all do, give in to that tiredness. A friend may call or somebody may ask us to do something and we don't want to do it. But when we do it, when we reach beyond ourselves, and that's what love is, reaching beyond me out of love for another, in the simplest of things, we find new life. Even our tiredness goes away. And so I would invite all of us this week, because of the crises that we're living in, and of course crises is also a time of growth. Crisis is a time for us to look at where we are stale and being called out of that. But during this week, maybe find ways to reach out. People that you know that may have lost a job, people that are ill, family members that are in difficulties, people that we may have ignored, or even in greater ways, but to reach out as Jesus did to the leper. We've all learned that in family life. I know I have. To find ways to be Jesus to others. It doesn't have to be as dramatic as we see in the gospel today, but in the simple moments. And to be able to say, as he did, I do want to reach out to you. I do want to fill up your isolation. I do want to hear your problems. I do want to be there for you. May the Lord, in his love, continue to bless all families and bring them to the full image of who they are meant to be, the missionaries of Jesus Christ who reach out to their own families, to each other, and beyond. May God bless you this week and fill you with his love. And now let us profess our faith together. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, and with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. The Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The leper reached out to Jesus, saying, "If you wish, you can make me clean." "I do will it," Jesus answered. And so, with the courage today, let us ask the Lord for the healing touch of our infirmities, our anxieties, and all our needs.
For the church, that in imitation of Jesus we may break down barriers by including the outcast, the forgotten, the refugee, the ostracized, and the sinner, in stretching our love of neighbor to every corner of society, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our leaders may make every effort to truly see those who usually are overlooked and consider them when making decisions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have diseases that prevent them from fully participating in their communities, and for those who care for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all married couples, that they may grow in God's love and be signs of Christ's selfless love for their families, their friends, and each other, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus and bless those who minister to them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the intentions of this Mass. We pray for the eternal repose of the souls of Ruben Perez, Mary Ellen and David Miller, Soledad Hernandez, Jose Rolando Gonzalez, Susana Molina, and Tony Perez. We pray to the Lord. And for all those prayers and intentions, we offer to the Father in the silence of our hearts. For these prayers and intentions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, you exclude no one from your mercy and compassion. Touch us with healing comfort as you grant the prayers we make through your only Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May this oblation, O Lord, we pray, cleanse and renew us, and may it become for those who do your will the source of eternal reward through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an eternal share in the Paschal mystery. And so with all the angels, we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We will lead, O dead, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, the blessed apostles, the glorious martyrs, Saint Cyril and Methodius, Saint Valentine, and all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family you have gathered, whom you have summoned here before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Jesus taught us to call God our Father. We now have the courage to pray, Our Father, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Peace.
You too.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Those of you joining us from home, the hospitals, nursing homes, or wherever you may be this day, please join with me in the prayer for spiritual communion that you may be able to enter with our Lord. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisandro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Movi and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.